Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here. What's going on? Well, we have Congressman Steve Scalise with us, the House Minority Whip, and maybe he'll explain to the American people what's going on. Good morning, Congressman. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing well, John. Good to be with you.
We went through a crazy week where the markets went up and down like roller coasters, and it was all caused by political upheavals, especially on Nancy Pelosi's end, where last Sunday night I had recommended to the president maybe we should close the markets and avoid the roller coasters. Tell us what's going on.
Well, John, you've seen a lot of people come together to work with President Trump to have the best response from Congress to make sure we keep businesses afloat and help families who are laid off, who don't have any income during what hopefully is going to be a short few weeks dealing with this serious crisis. And then on Sunday, lo and behold, you had Nancy Pelosi fly in from San Francisco and literally blow up the whole working relationship that had been forged to confront this crisis. And she had, you saw her bill, I mean, the Green New Deal, and you had mandated same-day voter registration and a bailout for the post office. I mean, stuff that had absolutely nothing to do with the coronavirus.
1,400 pages, I heard.
Exactly. And I mean, the country saw it. And frankly, John, there was a major backlash. People got fed up. They said, even Democrats were saying, look, we get that we want to do some of this left-wing stuff, but not now. This is the time for people working together to focus on specific things that need to be done to help businesses stay afloat that are literally hanging on by a thread, to help those families who are facing maybe they've got their house note or their rent payment due the next day. And she's playing these kind of political games about solar panels on airplanes. I mean, what world do they live in? And I think you saw quickly after about 2 days, everybody kind of got back to reality, and she dropped a lot of that. We pulled all that garbage out of the bill. But John, it cost us a few vital days where you saw the stock market tumble again. You saw a lot of people, actually thousands of people, got laid off in those 2 days just because the uncertainty where businesses are saying, okay, I've got my bank notes or I've got my payroll, but I can't make both. And so they had to lay off workers to hold on to their business so there'd be something to come back to when we get through this. That was just disgraceful, what she did. And again, I think the country watched it and saw it for what it was, and then we got back on track. And so the relief package that's passed now is truly going to be a lifeline to a lot of small businesses around the country, you know, as well as medium and large-sized businesses, too, so that we can have an economy to come back to. We can have jobs to come back to. There's over 3 million people that lost their jobs just in the last week. So this is very serious. President Trump is doing a phenomenal job sticking with the facts and helping to address each problem as we see it in states, and to also hold on to an economy so that we can get back to what was the greatest economy maybe in generations. We need to get through this, but we will.
It was the greatest economy in generations. It was the all-time high ever. And all of a sudden, 30 days later, we're on the bottom of the sewer, you know?
Yeah, it shows you. You've just got to hold on, and then you never know what's going to happen. But you know, let's get back to those things that worked fundamentally once we get through this crisis.
Now, I understand you're also the congressperson from the New Orleans area. I'm in New York, and we're going through a crisis time. But second to New York, I understand New Orleans. What's going on down there?
Yeah, John, both New York and New Orleans are really at the top right now in terms of the number of infected people that have tested positive. The numbers are on the rise in New Orleans. I've talked to a lot of medical experts, and they feel that Mardi Gras is probably what brought a lot of that in, because right when it was starting to come out of China, before the rest of the world really knew how serious this was, you had Mardi Gras where people come in, and you know, one of the first deaths in New Orleans was an Uber driver who they said had some people from other countries, possibly including China, in his Uber car. So, you know, this is something we're dealing with in New Orleans. I've got a senior citizen facility in my district that's had 9 deaths already. The Lambeth House, just heartbreaking. We're working with them. We were able to get a CDC official to come down to help to manage the patients that are still there. So it's very serious in some areas. And, you know, you just see everybody dealing with it together. You see neighbors pulling together. You see healthcare workers doing phenomenal work, risking their own safety to help others. You know, this is when people pull together. But clearly, New Orleans, New York are at the tip of the spear right now. Hopefully, you know, this starts, the spike starts coming down soon.
Let's talk a little politics. You said the Democratic Congress and the Republican Congress were getting along with each other until Pelosi came into town with 1,400 new pages. Is there an uproar, or are they still loyal to Pelosi?
Well, I think you saw an uproar on both sides. And, you know, the media, even on some of the Democrat typical, the fake news stations, so to speak, even they were recognizing that was an overreach. And so after that public pressure mounted, you saw Pelosi pull that back, and we were able to yank all that garbage out of the bill. You know, clearly there's still some things in the massive relief package that you or I would not have wanted in there. But by and large, every business owner I've talked to that's hanging on by a thread said this gives them life-saving tools. These are things that are literally going to be life or death for so many businesses that want to come back, that were doing well before this crisis. But yet you take a few weeks of no cash flow where you can't have customers in your store, and you see quickly what that can do to most families and businesses. And so that's why we need to give them some kind of relief package to hold on, and that's what was passed by Congress.
President Trump thinks he could open up certain parts of the country by Easter. You believe it's realistic?
I think what the president said a few days ago was important to let the country know that whatever that exact day is, there has to be a point where we confront this crisis head on. We're smart about how we social distance from people. We wash our hands more. I think people are recognizing the health challenges dramatically more than they were just 2 weeks ago. But at the same time, you can't just shut an entire economy down for months on end and think that there will be something to come back to when this crisis is over. So the fact that the president was willing to say there will have to be a date certain, whatever it is. And Easter, you know, there's a lot of connotations, of course, you know, the resurrection of the country could be that day. But if it's not that day, hopefully it's not long after. But I thought it was important that the president let the country know that we're taking all the steps and precautions we can to keep Americans safe. But we also recognize that there will come a time where we have to start turning things back on. And we want an economy for there to come back to. We want jobs for people to come back to. And if you leave this open-ended, then all those companies will go away, and there will be no economy for people to return to. So obviously it's a delicate balance. It's one of the things that President Trump, I think, has been doing a great job of managing the balance and focusing on safety and getting people the help they need.
Anything else you want to tell the American public?
I just want to tell the American public that, you know, what they've been doing, helping neighbors, you know, people coming together. I was a state representative during Hurricane Katrina, and I saw a lot of similar things on a much smaller scale where you had an entire community shut down for over a month. Many parts of the city of New Orleans had no power. People had homes with water in them for weeks at a time and lost everything. And yet people stuck together. They didn't lose their heads and start trying to blame other people. It was a horrible disaster that you just couldn't control. And then they got through it together, and they stayed strong. And we're going to get through this together, too. Let's work with our leaders to make smart decisions. But again, we've got a great president, Donald Trump, who is leading in getting the best minds together. Dr. Fauci, so many of the medical team that have been part of this decision-making process to help us identify what those things are we need to be focused on right now. It's making sure the hospitals have the tools they need and to try to prevent as much as we can a surge in our hospitals. But then we're going to have a next phase where we're going to have to get people back to work, get our businesses back up and running. And the president's also focused on that. And we'll just stay together and work together, and we will get through it and be stronger.
Representative Scalise, Minority Whip in the House, thank you so much for coming on. And let's catch up again real soon. God bless America.
Thank you, John. Great to be with you. God bless America.
This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be right back.